Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios, driven by General Tire. It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined, with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Second hour of the Freaks is Statman. I will say this. If you get about another 90 minutes, 2 hours on your hands, watch the documentary of that band right there. It's vulgar.
Betty Blowtorch.
It's intense.
They got a documentary out about Betty Blowtorch?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Are we in it?
No, and again, that's why I was watching it, to see if we were in it when we were up on stage with them almost freaking 20 years ago.
In our yellow and black and white leather jackets.
Oh, yeah. Coming up this hour, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., NASCAR Cup driver and World of Outlaw team owner. He's got a new documentary out. We'll get to that. Also, the Freaking Funnies with comedian, impersonator Frank Caliendo coming up here in the Speed Freaks pits and the Lucas Oil Studios and Not Much Motorsports. And a big, big, big shout out and thank you for Los Angeles back in the Freak Nation. Fox Sports 610 AM and, of course, 106.7 FM in Los Angeles joining us here in the Freak Nation is one of our big-time affiliates. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, thank you guys for being a part of this thing. Did you miss the first hour? We'll have it up on the website, speedfreaks.tv. Eric Jacuzzi, part of NASCAR's R&D department, developing masks to fight COVID-19. Also part of the first hour, Scott McLaughlin, IndyCar Series. How about that? You get hired to run, it's a part-time schedule through Penske, right? Was it a part-time schedule,
yes,
Crasher?
For this year.
Part-time schedule to run the IndyCar Series. You're a two-time Australian Series Supercar Series champion. You get the offer to run a part-time series with your boss, Roger Penske, in the IndyCar Series, and then COVID-19 hits. Mm. So what do? You go out and run the IndyCar iRace last week, got him in the top five?
I believe he was fourth at the first one in Watkins Glen, and then, yeah, wins this week at Barber.
Yeah.
Hello!
So he joined us in the first hour. We'll have it up there for you at the website, speedfreaks.tv, for you in the morning. Statman, I don't want to talk Tiger King again this hour. By the way,
we didn't reference last hour that I told Statman, oh, there's only 7 episodes. You don't have to commit to it much. I forgot. Just today, it's been trending on Twitter. An 8th episode is coming soon.
Oh.
So, hey.
Stat.
So, I lied in the first hour. It's not 7 episodes. It's going to be 8. But, yeah, it's
just
worth it.
Just pull the trigger, Statman.
The Tigers?
Oh, God. I wish they would have.
You may. Listen. Okay. We're going to talk Tiger King again. You, Statman, after you see the first episode, you'll probably want to take a shower. Okay? I will admit that.
I probably want to do what?
Take a shower, because you might feel kind of dirty after watching it.
You'll be in shock.
I won't see that sentence on the back of the promotional advertisement.
Tiger King, so damn good you might want to take a shower post first episode. Oh my gosh, we're running out of things to do, Freak Nation, on this planet, and have we seen any numbers, Crasher, on Tiger King, how popular
I don't think so. No, I have not.
You can't.
Well, if it's trending, it's got to be one of the most popular things on cable, right?
Yeah. And it trends every day, Stat, because it's like COVID-19. It spreads and gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, maybe we'll find out that the producers of Tiger King and Netflix released this thing so that everybody is quarantined inside and they have to watch TV. You think that's the case?
That is brilliant. You being the residential conspiracy theorist here in the Freak Nation, that's a great thought.
Yeah, that's what news producing for 30 years will do for you.
Oh, having to fill time. Let's create a virus that's going to take over the freaking planet. And you know what we're going to do, Freak Nation? Or you know what we're going to do, world? We're going to insert a gay, six-shooting, tiger-loving cowboy
in
Oklahoma.
In his thong. with his name on it.
That's it. That's what we're going to do. What in the hell are you talking about?
Wait, that's is that a freak? Whoa.
Yeah. Now you're going to watch it. Yeah.
After that, I'll have to watch it.
Oh, we didn't even mention his condoms.
Yeah. Oh, Freak Nation, we're going to reset, rejoin some affiliates, and get into some Crash Gladys Pitt news and notes. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr. coming up.
Speed Freaks, we promise to suck less. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The Freaks.
Bringing in another round of affiliates here in the Freak Nation. Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from the Lucas Oil Studios. And a big how do you do? Thank you, Fox Sports 610 in Los Angeles and 106.7 FM for bringing in the Freak. Crash Gladys Pitt News and Notes brought to you by good friends at General Tire. Go to GeneralTire.com. Get your tires from GeneralTire.com. Check out Tire Pros, Discount Tire, your favorite tire dealer. They got them. Get your General Tires from General Tire, GeneralTire.com. Crasher?
So last weekend, William Byron was bumped up the track with five laps to go, but this weekend at the iRacing Virtual Bristol Motor Speedway, Byron took the checkers. He passed Chris Buescher with 42 to go, and he never looked back. John Hunter Nemechek was second, and last week's Texas winner Timmy Hill and 2 weeks ago winner Denny Hamlin, they were third and fourth, respectively. IndyCar raced their iRacing Virtual Barber Motorsports Park in Alabama on Saturday, with the added benefit of team engineers live strategizing with the drivers. And yes, Indy 500 winner and series champ Will Power needed to be muted, and race control needed to jump in due to some other driver profanity. Let's just say it was epic all around. New Zealand-born, Australian-living Scott McLaughlin took the win, with muted teammate Power in second and rallycross champ Scott Speed in third. For all iRacing and eSports winners on the weekend, check out racer.com and speedsport.com. And if Saturdays with IndyCar and Sundays with NASCAR just aren't enough for you, oh yeah, you've also got the Worldwide Legends Torque eSports on Saturdays as well. But if you just need more, the IMSA Sports Car Series announced this week that they will take their GT Le Mans class to iRacing on Thursday nights starting April 16th. So yes, we now have Thursday nights, Saturday afternoons, Sunday afternoons, some on Sunday nights, some on Saturday nights. You're welcome. Thank you, motorsports family, for keeping us all entertained during our shelter-at-home restrictions. But did you know this? Motorsports is also keeping us safe at this time, too. We told you about IMSA team Core Autosport 2 weeks ago and how they were shutting down all racing fabrications and converting to exclusively making medical supplies. Then last week, the Mercedes and McLaren F1 teams in F1 began making ventilators. Well, just in case you missed it last hour, add NASCAR's R&D department and the Roush Fenway Racing team to that growing list. Yes, last hour we had Senior Director of NASCAR's R&D department, Eric Jacuzzi, joining us to talk about how NASCAR is now making face shields for medical professionals. It's epic. In case you missed it, speedfreaks.tv starting Monday morning for all of the interviews. Coming up next, NASCAR's Ricky Stenhouse Jr. on his World of Outlaws documentary that is out for you to peruse.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, it's Crasher from the Freaks, and what if I told you the best burger you can buy to cook on your grill or stovetop, it was available in your favorite grocery store? Well, it is, and it's Bubba Burger. Just how awesome does a sweet onion Bubba Burger sound about now? Oh, my favorite, jalapeno burgers, Angus burgers, all natural Bubba Burgers. Watching your caloric intake? Then grab the reduced fat and the turkey Bubba Burgers, all in your local grocery store. When you need a delicious burger for your weekend cookout, the answer is Bubba Burger. You'll never bite a better burger than a Bubba.
The summer, it's quickly approaching, and General Tire wants to put some money back in your pockets. Because now, through April 30th, with the purchase of four new qualifying General Tire passenger tires, you'll receive up to a $70 Visa prepaid gift card. Choose from the Summer Ultra High Performance G-Max RS, the All-Season Ultra High Performance G-Max AS05, and the All-Season Touring Ultimax RT43 lines. So prepare to prove that anywhere is possible this summer with General Tire. For more information, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, driving speed freaks for 20 years.
Car not performing right? A dirty fuel system damages gas mileage and even your engine over time, but Lucas Fuel Treatment can clean and lubricate that fuel system, the fuel pump, fuel injectors, even carburetors and valves as you drive. It's designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
MAV TV, your destination for all things motorsports. TV home to all of the Lucas Oil Motorsports. MAV TV televises off-road, modifieds, motocross, pro poling, and World Rally Championships, to name a few. MAV TV is also home to the favorite enthusiast shows such as My Classic Car, Chop Cut Rebuild, Full Custom Garage, Gears, and much more. MAV TV is available nationwide on DirecTV, Verizon, and on most cable providers. Visit MAVTV.com for more racing information and to demand your MAV TV.
The Texas Roadkill, the San Francisco Swallows, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, I got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative, funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the New Orleans Curse or the Nashville Bootleggers. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, with the highest quality 100% cotton available and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
You're back with the Freaks. You follow us on Twitter, right? Facebook, Instagram are there for you, man. Good to get this guy here in the Freak Nation. Curious how he's handled it. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., World of Outlaws team owner, and of course, a NASCAR driver, NASCAR Cup pilot, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And I would imagine, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., that you might be a little busier than other drivers because of things that you own and, of course, the detail that you've got to put into your World of Outlaws team. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been actually pretty busy since we've been kind of quarantined. I got a piece of property here in North Carolina and working on mowers and getting everything ready for the summer of cutting grass and keeping weeds down. So that's been keeping me busy. And then, you know, on the kind of the social side of, you know, the virtual world of racing, you know, running the iRaces on Sundays and then, you know, getting guys lined out to run the NOS Energy Drink sprint cars and late models on iRacing tonight, which is going to be on FS1. And, you know, then we obviously have our documentary that was released today, so doing interviews for that. And so it's been actually pretty busy, which has been nice. I definitely wouldn't want to be sitting around right now with nothing to do.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., World of Outlaws team owner, of course, NASCAR Cup pilot, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And he mentioned the documentary, For the Love of Dirt, documentary featuring, of course, Stenhouse Jr. and World of Outlaws sprint car driver Sheldon Haldenschild. When you have a documentary like this, you want fanfare, you want craziness, you want things to blow up on social media. Little did you plan this thing to come up and be released, again, in the smack dab in the middle of this country being quarantined.
Yeah, that definitely was obviously not in the plans, but, you know, it worked out. I think, you know, we were planning on it, not even releasing it this soon, but, you know, they worked really hard. And we had, you know, watched a preview of it and, you know, still needed a little work here and there on it. And, you know, we thought this was a great time to get it out there. And, you know, the production company and everyone at NOS Energy Drink worked hard to make sure that it got released, you know, obviously today. And so it's really neat. It gives, you know, people, hopefully they're done. Hopefully they've watched all of Netflix and they need something else to watch. And all our fans can watch. It's a really cool put together documentary, not just about my sprint car team, but about, you know, sprint car racing in general, the Knoxville Nationals. You got all different drivers that chime in and do a few interviews for this documentary. And then, you know, the grueling schedule of them running up and down the road all year, how I started the team, who, you know, obviously it was going to be for my buddy Brian Clausen, who passed away in a racing accident back in 2016. And, you know, so he never got to drive it, and, you know, then kind of how it transformed to where we are now. And so hopefully everybody enjoys, you know, being able to kind of see the involvement that I have in sprint car racing and giving back to grassroots around the country, and enjoy it in this time that they have to sit around and watch a lot of shows.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. joining us in the Freak Nation. And yes, in reading the preview, just specifically to words, I was only expecting something from last season and the run up to the Knoxville Nationals. I was pleasantly surprised with the archived footage that was in there and the quasi tribute to Brian Clausen. That was pure class by you guys.
Yeah, it was neat. I mean, we definitely wanted to kind of tell the whole story, because, you know, I don't know if I would have jumped out there as willingly to put a sprint car team together if it wasn't for Brian. And, you know, we had dreamed of, you know, once his deal ran out here on the NASCAR side, he went back racing sprint cars, and, you know, then he wanted to get into wing racing, and that's all I did growing up until the 1 year that I ran full-time USAC. And so he was wanting to do that. He was obviously had won everything in USAC and wanted to challenge himself and also be able to make a better living running, you know, in the World of Outlaws series. And he'd ran a few years with Matt Wood Racing, and, you know, Matt and I put a deal together to put Brian in a car for 2017. And obviously we never got to that point. So we felt like it was important to tell that part of the story as well.
No, that was such a great surprise to see. And I know race fans are really going to appreciate that if they haven't seen it already. But Ricky, this was kind of funny. One of your crew guys sits down in front of the camera and says specifically, "Is this what those guys on the real world feel like?" I mean, how awkward was it for some of the guys to have these cameras around them all the time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, obviously there's cameras around a lot at the NASCAR events, and I've gotten used to that. On the sprint car side, you know, they're not as familiar with that. And our crew chief at Tyler Swank, he was he's quite the comedian, and so he ate it up, loved it, and I definitely think he helped make the documentary. That's for sure,
without question.
I wish everybody could see more of the outtakes.
Well, we might be here a while, sitting in our homes, needing more racing content, needing more sports content in general. So I would not put it past you or the guys at NOS Energy Drink for an outtakes video up on their YouTube account as well. Please do.
Yeah, that's something that we'll definitely have to approve first.
Ricky Stenhouse is in the Speed Freaks pits. The documentary For the Love of Dirt is out now, and it's about the World of Outlaws. Freaks think that's one of the best shows in racing. These cars, the World of Outlaw cars, are insane. The power-to-weight ratio is among the greatest in all of racing. Explain to maybe the novice, the stick-and-ball person, explain how crazy these cars are.
Yeah, it's a little difficult, obviously. I mean, you know, for us, it's, you know, our stock cars, actually before we got a reduction in horsepower over the last couple years, you know, the sprint car and the cup car had close to the same amount of horsepower. It was 900 horsepower, but the cup car was weighed 3,400 pounds, and, you know, the sprint car weighed more than less than half of that. So it weighed 1,400 pounds with the driver in it. And so, you know, the power to weight ratio is crazy. Sliding around on the dirt is insane. And then having the open wheels, you know, when the cars touch, things get crazy, things flip. And there's never any downtime or any dull moment throughout a sprint car race. And I mean, it's insane. I mean, I guess some people I've heard them kind of explain it as, you know, you go to a short track sprint car race, it's almost like if you had a fighter pilot trying to fly in a gymnasium. Like, it's so fast, small, tight, a lot of action, and a lot of fun to drive and to watch and be a part of.
I think we just found a new e-sport, fighter pilots in gymnasiums.
You never know these days. They'll do e-sports on anything.
You don't.
Ricky Stenhouse is a NASCAR driver and a World of Outlaws team owner. We've laughed about esports, and that's satisfying some race car fans, but there's a lot of dates out there that we don't know if they're going to be fulfilled or not. How do you, as a team owner and as a driver, prepare for this? How do you get your mind ready, get your head around being ready when the time comes to get back to racing?
Yeah, I mean, I think my mindset is pretty open. For one, I just want to race. And, you know, no matter how we get the full schedule in, whether it's a Wednesday, Sunday, you know, the next Tuesday, however that schedule looks, you know, I just want to get all the races in. As a driver, you know, that schedule is going to be fairly easy on us compared to what it's going to be like for our crew guys. Those crew guys are, and truck drivers are going to be running back and forth to the shop, up the road, getting cars ready a lot quicker than they've ever had to. But from, you know, at least on the talks on our team and our side, our guys are ready to work. They're pumped up and ready to get back to racing as soon as we can. And so, you know, they're ready for it. You know, it's tough to kind of sit around and, you know, there's people that had vacations planned and just like everybody else across the country, you know, had things planned that they're having to change. And so we know, and I know in my mind that, you know, our season could go longer than what it had planned on. And so you just got to be ready to adapt and, you know, and just roll with it.
Ricky, we're based out in Phoenix, Arizona. What's your gut tell you about that championship race at Phoenix Raceway? Does it tell you that, first of all, is it going to go off? And two, do you think it's going to be delayed?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I know NASCAR is, you know, they've got a lot of people that have been in rooms and come up with different ideas on how we're going to get all the races in. I haven't been a part of any of those discussions. I just told them, let me know when we're going to go back racing and I'll be ready to race as long as we need to. So, you know, I'm not sure. It's going to be a lot of give and take, I feel like, from the teams, NASCAR, the sponsors, the tracks, just to get us all, you know, through, you know, this year of 2020. I think everybody's going to have to work together to get that done somehow, some way. So, I mean, I guess it could end at Phoenix in time, but that seems like it might be tough. But I don't know exactly what the schedule looks like.
For the love of dirt, out now. Watch it. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. here in the Freak Nation. Brother, good luck. Stay safe. Stay well. Thank you, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and hopefully we'll get through this soon. Talk to y'all later.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. here on the Freak Nation.
I think that was my first dirt race, actually, was World of Outlaws, not even sprint cars or midgets. So I was taken aback by that, but not really even understanding the weight to power ratio and just some of the idiosyncrasies of what's going on inside that cockpit. I didn't understand that until I became involved with Speed Freaks. And then it's just a whole nother level mentally that it takes you to.
Statman, this may be a question that is very difficult to answer. Did the World of Outlaws come out of a wacky freaking scientist that just thought, you know what? Sprint cars in general, pretty wet. Let's make them really difficult to drive by trimming down the body and increasing the horsepower.
Yeah, you know, people that don't know don't realize that the World of Outlaws cars are like 1,000 horsepower and 1,000 pounds. I mean, that's rough what it is. They get up to on a half-mile dirt oval, they will pull both wheels off the ground, accelerating out of the turn, both front wheels off the ground, and reach 130 miles an hour at the end of that 110-yard straight. These cars are insane, and the guys who drive them are even crazier insane. They talk about NASCAR guys, but they get up to 130 miles an hour on dirt at the end of the straight and throw the car sideways. That's how unglued these people are.
And throwing it sideways and then taking the steering wheel and going to the opposite side of where their car is going. And that all mentally makes sense to them, whereas the rest of us are going, what the what?
With 5 pounds of pressure, if you're lucky, in one of their rear wheels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're running on flat tires. Yeah. I mean, people pull over with, you know, twice that much, and these guys are running on flat tires, and it makes no sense.
Coming up in a moment, your stat man, Scat. Also, your freaking funnies on a Sunday night. Frank Caliendo, comedian, impersonator. You don't want to miss that. More freaks coming
up. Hold on. Real quick.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley gave, he was one of the celebrities before the IndyCar race on Saturday, the iRace. Will we have Charles Barkley in with Frank Caliendo?
I think Charles Barkley does join him, as well as Lou Holtz.
Oh, nice.
And Bill Walton. Hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of slobbering on the microphone.
There it
up.
Is. More freaks next.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. To provide guidance to mankind.
I love it when people think outside the box. Refusing to think outside the box may be a reason why so many Americans are quarantined inside a social box right now. But I saw some outside the box thinking today while watching CBS Sunday Morning. A commercial highlighted the jet car drag racer Elaine Larson selling a financial instrument to protect incomes in case of a life change. That's certainly outside the box thinking. I've always believed that the sponsor-starved motor racing community continuously sells itself short when trolling for supporters. Motor racing and the people who participate and watch are a highly technical lot, but technical companies are underrepresented throughout the industry. So much of the time, motor racing sells speed and danger instead of problem-solving and accuracy in everyday life. That spot this morning stood out from 90 minutes of television programming. Isn't that what sponsors are looking for? Peace.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. Listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Thank you, General Tire, for making this thing possible. Go to GeneralTire.com or check out your favorite tire dealer. We like to refer you to Tire Pros. Yeah, Tire Pros. Got a Tire Pros near you? Check it out. Got a complete line of General Tires. SUV, get yourself a big old fat F-250. Roll on General Tires, do what the freaks do, and get yourself some GTs. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes. Frank Caliendo, comedian Frank Caliendo, and all his buddies, Bill Walton, Charles Barkley, Lou Holtz will be with us. But quickly here, Stat Crasher, it's such a game changer for the sport that we cover, for the most part, here on Speed Freaks, because it's all about the fan. It's all about fans. It's all about getting fans together to watch motorsports, NASCAR, IndyCar, drag racing, Supercross, World of Outlaws, Australian Supercars. This is a game changer with COVID-19, and I put this out on social media yesterday, this whole April 30th thing. I know that's the next time point to focus on as far as social distancing goes.
Not for some cities.
Right.
For instance, where you grew up, Kenny, Dallas County is under a mandatory stay-at-home shelter until May 20th. And there are other cities that are mid-May as well.
Okay, let's just use the federal.
Okay,
date is April 30th. I'm not going to say it's a joke because we just don't know, but I firmly believe that this is such a game changer that I don't believe we're going to have any NFL. I don't believe we're going to have at least the initial NBA season because of the containment of this. And this is someone that's trying to find light at the end of the tunnel. And the whole reason I'm bringing this up is, and we talked a little bit about this in the first hour, of 6 months from now, you're going to be, let's say, are you going to feel comfortable being confined in a stadium, in a racetrack with 70,000 other people, not knowing if someone has this COVID-19? I mean,
and knowing there's still not a vaccine out there.
We know that there's not going to be a vaccine until next year. I mean, Statman, this is such a game changer as far as crowd gathering and the gathering of fans. I don't know what's in store for us as far as watching events live.
And you're so right, Kenny. I mean, no one knows, and that's the scary part. What disappoints me more than anything is all the attempts by corporate America to try to monetize what's happened. And to make money out of the dangers and the craziness that's going on right now. I guess that's the capitalistic way, but it's disappointing to think that that's the first place we go to, is how can I make money from this?
Yeah, and I've had many fights with people on social media about, you know, some of this. Some people still believe that the numbers are made up, and, I just want to throw them out to your bushes, Statman, like we talked about in the first hour. But it's like, people, we will not be able to recover from this until every single person in this country around the world takes it seriously. It is serious. Stop thinking that it's like the flu. Yes, there are still some people out there that are thinking that. It's much more dangerous for those who actually get infected, and it's absolutely much more dangerous, obviously, for those who are unfortunately killed. And the sheer fact that so many people are asymptomatic makes it much more of a scary virus than other coronaviruses out there. It's just, people need to take it seriously. I'm tired of the people who are not. And you're right, corporate America is right up there with some of them who are not, because they're worried about getting back to work. And it's like, no, let's not worry about work. Let's worry about health, the health of our country, the health of our world.
Yeah, Stat, it's interesting times, and it's something that we're going to bring up on the show each Sunday night, because it's just such a game changer. And in our business specifically, you can't have sports without fans. You can have fans watching on TV. I get that. But it's not what drives these guys. Who was it that we had? Was it last week, Crasher? No. It was Charles Barkley, frankly. He was on TNT or doing something, an interview that he did with Colin Cowherd, that he said, no. He said, can you imagine going into a game 7 and there's 3 seconds left, LeBron James versus Kevin Durant, and there's no crowd in that arena? No. What gets these guys geeked up, whether you're a motorsports star or an NBA star, It's the crowd. It's the relationship to that crowd that these athletes have.
I heard that, and that's as phony as a $3 bill with my picture on it. These guys got so geeked up in 92 when the basketball team went to Monte Carlo and practiced, and they went at each other like it was game seven and loved every minute of it. And the doors were locked and nobody was allowed inside, not even cameras. That is so phony. They're saying that now, but these guys are so competitive that they want to be champions. And anybody who stands in the way, fan or no fan, is going to have to pay for that. That's why they are who they are.
But see, I think playing with no fans, any sport going on with no fans, that's one aspect of it. But I truly think that that is such a narrow-minded way of any athlete looking at it. Yeah, we can go on without fans. No, you cannot, because there's medical crews that have to be there. There's TV crews that have to be there. There's your sports executives that have to be there. There's potentially some sponsors that have to be there. And you guys as athletes on a team. That's enough of a crowd, people. And that's enough of a way to still spread something that is as lethal as what we have going on right now. It's just plain not safe, period.
Freak Nation, Frank Caliendo, comedian, impersonator. We need some freaking funnies. And he joins us next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The summer, it's quickly approaching, and General Tire wants to put some money back in your pockets. Because now, through April 30th, with the purchase of four new qualifying General Tire passenger tires, you'll receive up to a $70 Visa prepaid gift card. Choose from the Summer Ultra High Performance G-Max RS, the All-Season Ultra High Performance G-Max AS05, and the All-Season Touring Ultimax RT43 lines. So prepare to prove that anywhere is possible this summer with General Tire. For more information, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, driving speed freaks for 20 years.
After your engine, the transmission is the second most important component of your car. If you maintain it, it will shift properly and get you down the road without problems. But if you don't maintain it, problems are coming your way. Lucas Transmission Fix can clean and lubricate sticking valves and renew worn bands to make your transmission shift properly and stop leaking. It's compatible with all transmissions and transmission fluids. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Hey, you want the easiest car care ever, right? There's a couple Lucas Oil products you got to get your hands on. One, Lucas Slick Mist Fast and Easy Speed Wax. Two, Tire and Trim Shine. And three, Interior Detailer. It's better than anything on the market, so this is what you do. You spray the speed wax on a wet or dry surface, you wipe it off, and you're done. You think you can handle that? Lucas Interior Detailer rejuvenates interiors, and Lucas Tires and Trim Shine does wonders on tires and wheels. Lucas Slick Mist. It's easy. It works. Go to lucasoil.com for more information.
Hey, it's Crasher from the Freaks. If someone's cooking burgers, I want a unique flavor, and there's only one that truly hits the spot. Bubba Burgers Jalapeno or Sweet Onion Burgers, and it's straight from your local grocery store. There's even reduced fat and turkey Bubba Burgers. How about an Angus Bubba Burger? Basically, there's not a better burger to throw on the grill for your weekend parties than a tasty, juicy mouthful of Bubba Burger. Again, available in your grocery store. You'll never bite a better burger than a Bubba.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Texas Roadkill, the San Francisco Swallows, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, I got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative, funny sports logo t-shirts from awesome sports logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the New Orleans Curse or the Nashville Bootleggers. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, with the highest quality 100% cotton available and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at awesomesportslogos.com. That's awesomesportslogos.com. And get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Roaring around like your front page news. Lonely eyes in your motorcycle boots, tattooed heart and your jet black hair, rolling round like you don't care. Take me down, take me all down.
You're back with the Freaks. Coming up, you're not much motorsports, but first, we need some funnies, man. And in times like these, it's always good to sit back and just enjoy a good laugh. And it's a freaking flashback with the Freaks where Frank Caliendo joined us in the studio. Crasher, this actually happened while you and I were hanging out in Indianapolis for the Indy 500 last year.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we're not in studio with him. So we are using theater of the mind just like you guys are right now listening as well.
Yeah. A freaking flashback with some freaking funnies. Frank Caliendo. Now.
Thinking funny.
I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking right now.
You a manhole.
Mom jeans for dudes.
Dick poop.
We suck again.
Dick poop.
Hey, this is Dylan Hart Jr. and you're listening to the Freaks.
Hey!
Sergeant, stay away from that 16-ounce can of dumbass, will you?
Hey, guy, come on.
Igor Kokoschkov.
Oh, Igor Kokoschkov has one of the best German dubstep albums from the late 80s I've ever heard.
I asked God.
Here comes the butt.
Send me.
Listen, butt face.
A white girl with a big booty.
Oh, my God. Of the Kingsbury clan. Of course we know Cliff.
Yeah.
They meet the mayonnaise, right? Out of the goat's milk.
God, we're freaking funny. It's time for the
freaking funny.
What I'm saying, right? Uh-huh.
I am a freak and proud to be so. Let's go.
Frank Caliendo joining us here in the Freak Nation. Welcome back to the Freak Nation there, Frank.
Hey, great to be here.
You're born and raised in the great, Midwest. Spent some time. How long have you been in Phoenix?
My daughter is 12 years old, so 12 years. We moved here when she, right after she was born. We were looking for a new spot. And the thing about Phoenix was it was a lot of people from the Midwest who just didn't want to be cold anymore. Mixed totally. Up with Southwestern culture and people leaving California for taxes. And that's pretty much what you got in Phoenix, or at least Arizona. So grown to really enjoy it here. And my wife was looking for... she was looking for more green grass, and apparently, I look around. I think I see plenty of it nowadays. So, when we first got here, it seemed like it was all just stone everywhere, and that kind of landscaping. But now it's beautifully green.
What's Morgan Freeman think about living in Phoenix? Think you think Morgan Freeman could hang in Phoenix?
Well, of course I could, Sonny. Truth is, I love to eat eggs, fried eggs. And you can put them on a sidewalk in the middle of summer, and at 122 degrees. That egg's done in a jiffy.
She's dying.
Stay with us.
Yeah.
Stay with us. Okay. I don't want to lose another Avenger. I'm not even trying to do this. I just keep going into Tony Stark voice. I've been doing it a lot today. Haven't been anywhere that I would need to do it. I've just been doing it for myself, which is awkward. But that happens. Sometimes for the year I walked around as Charles Barkley, that's just ridiculous. Why would anybody ever try and be me who isn't a knucklehead?
Frank Caliendo joining us here in the Freak Nation. We're hanging out at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Frank, Clancy, Suave back in Phoenix, and you are
which
from
which is even better. Just and now I get the perspective from the listeners.
Yeah.
Is that I'm not watching him say these voices. I'm actually hearing it as a listener would, and it's even better.
Yeah, it's amazing how brilliant I am. I mean,
setup, Crash.
I really want to agree with you on everything. You're the best.
Jesus.
Yeah, I kind of got him right there.
How would John Gruden do in the Midwest as a race fan? Would John Gruden fare well?
Tell you what, man, I love the way these guys drive in circles, man. It's I love to draw circles. You drive in circles. I'll tell you what, give me a little Spider 2 Indy Y banana. That's a good way to go, man. We're gonna lose her.
Yeah, seriously.
Remember to breathe. If you take deep breaths, you're not gonna pass out.
There are a number of NFL athletes that roll through Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I think John Elway's been a part of this. We have Terrell Davis. What about John Madden? Has John Madden ever been to a big race?
Yeah, you know, I have been, and I wanted him to change the race. I thought that, you know, the way to make the left turn is good, but I'm a right turn guy. So either you go right turn, right turn. I would rather do that or maybe just watch the race in the mirror.
Dude.
I know, Clancy, Suave, you're speechless.
It's no, like, so here's the thing. I mean, and I've watched you on TV and everything. I've heard you on all this
tell
show.
Tell me how brilliant I am.
No. I'm not as easy as Crash regarding that. I'm watching, like, your faces. It's the John Gruden face changes. I mean, you look like John Gruden when you do it. So how hard? What was harder, the facial stuff or actual... The voice for John Gruden.
It kind of comes together, and it helps sell it.
Totally.
But when you meet the people, when I met John Gruden, when I first met him, it was interesting because it was at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and everybody wanted it to go well. All the executives at the network wanted it to go well because they wanted him to like me so it wouldn't be a problem. So I walk up to him, and I start giving the face to him. He's like, so you're the guy that does me, huh?
Yeah.
Like, for 2 minutes, we're going back and forth. He's like, so where are you from? And I looked up where he was from, so I said that. I was like, Sandusky, Ohio. He's like, really? I'm like, no. He's like, good, because you were blowing my mind. That's good. Tell you what, that would have been really weird, man, if we grew up together. Played on the same Babe Ruth baseball team. That's a lot of alliteration right there, man. I'll tell you what, I love alliteration. What I really love, football, man.
Was Tony Stark, was Robert Downey Jr., forced into your rotation because of how big the Avengers are?
It helped. Yeah. Anytime you see somebody...
Forced may be the wrong word.
No. In a way, it is kind of like that. You look for people, like with the sports people, I always look for somebody who goes just beyond sports. Like, where are they? Are they doing ads? Are they spokespeople for something? Remember, John Madden would be Ace was the Price, and then his partner at the time, Pat Summerall, was True Value Hardware. You know, so they were going back and forth, that kind of stuff. Barkley, are you in my five? All these different things come along the way. You become more of pop culture. Now, that happens more nowadays than it used to 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and still doing Tony Stark, not trying to. But I have an arc reactor in my chest. So that happens more with social media and everybody coming across that stuff more and more. But that's what I would always look for, is who's crossing over from just sports into something else. And there are people like Shaquille O'Neal.
Who definitely was not just a brilliant mind in the basketball court, but also a tremendous DJ.
I love watching the NBA on TNT just to see if Shaq's glasses are going to tint. Because when they think, you're like, why are you wearing dark glasses in the studio? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And to watch him and Barkley get mad at each other, that's pretty funny.
And that must have been, I mean, sorry, I'm taking your spotlight here, Ken.
I thought you were taking my spotlight.
No, never. Can't do that. No. You were on the set with them, correct?
With
NBA and TNT?
Yeah, I'd done that before. Yeah.
How was that like a top 10 for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know you love that show so much.
Oh, yeah, because here's the thing, too. I think at the time I was still at the NFL. I'm pretty sure I was at the NFL on Fox as well. And what I had found out is that one of the producers or somebody who was there at Fox left and created that NBA on TNT. Now, if you look at it and break down that show, Kenny Smith is Howie Long, the intelligent, soft-spoken one. Charles Barkley is Terry Bradshaw. Yeah. Ernie is JB, who is James Brown, who was there at Fox at the time. Okay. It's almost the same show. You look at how it works. You have the host, who's very cordial, incredible at moving along the train, and then you have the smart guy who the camera zooms in on and has introspection, and then you have the crazy guy who's saying exactly what he thinks. In terms of Barkley, it's a complete – and in both – Barkley and Bradshaw, it's complete honesty. I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking right now, and I wasn't thinking, and that's why I said that. Barkley's actually thinking the whole time, and years ago, Charles Barkley went out and said, I am not a role model. Then he went out and constantly proved it. So he set up who his character was and who he's going to be, and then you come to accept pretty much everything Charles Barkley says because he's being honest and real.
Crash, this is the Kenny Crash Show. Can you stop freaking laughing?
It's pretty hard because I'm pretty brilliant.
Tony?
Tony again.
I'm not trying to. It just pops out. Some of us have had those issues.
But, Frank, when you do your stand-up, because you are all weekend in Phoenix, when you do your stand-up, are people heckling you, in a positive way, from the audience to give them certain voices?
Yeah. People will yell things out. And what I do is at the last 10, 15 minutes of the show, if I haven't gotten to the impression, usually I've forgotten to do Bill Walton. So they'll say, do some Bill Walton, and then I'll look it up here. I'll pull out an email from Bill Walton, which is always the greatest because he doesn't stick to the subject matter, as you know. You guys have probably – have you ever
interviewed?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, you say hello and 20 minutes later – you're like, what did he just talk about? As the earth rotates and you understand the life that we all live, we know the time, the feeling, the essence that is tranquility, and we will survive forever. I'm trying to think. This is an email from him. I'm lucky. I know Frank Caliendo. Thanks for everything. I'm always here for you. Please ask. Thanks. Good luck, BW. My email to him, how's it going, Bill?
I am a freak. And yeah, proud to be so. Let's go.
There's so much truth to that. And I always sound like I should be doing a commercial for Flonex.
Yeah.
Is that even a product? Is that the name? I'm not even sure, but it doesn't matter because we know in this cosmic entity we live in, known as Earth, possibly from Orion's Belt. If you remember the days of the original Men in Black, the new one looks incredible. But let me say this. I feel for you. I feel for me. I understand where we're coming from. Time, space, all the reality stones in one gauntlet. We know that these are our lives, and I am inevitable.
Of all the voices that you do, Frank Caliendo joining us on Fox Sports 910.
What the hell was that? I'm sorry. That was fantastic. That was Bill Walton. Was
is brilliant. There no, any that have a tendency to spit? I mean, how?
I guess there's a Lou Holtz could be a possibility. There's been times where I've tried to do some things that I just am talking about and don't know exactly what I like to do is I like to sit back and a lot of people say, Bill, what are you doing with your time? What are you doing since you're not coaching anymore? Of course, I motivationally speak. That's what I do. But I also watch back episodes of Game of Thrones. I say a lot right here, but I don't want to give away any spoilers. Jon Snow came back to life. That's a couple seasons ago, so I think it's safe. I could do this forever, Kenny and Crash. You got to stop me, otherwise it's going to break the space-time continuum.
We're going to need a break to take a break.
You're going to wash off the microphone.
You have no idea how true that is. It looks like a windshield after driving all the way to Flagstaff. Twice.
Oh.
And back.
Frank, can you hang around for another segment?
Not a chance.
Not much motorsport.
Helio or Helio.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party. The
douchebags.
Lose.
Not much motorsport.
The freaks.
Not much motorsports.
The mother sucker. I don't want to deprive the Freak Nation of not having any toilet paper conversation for this last 2 hours. So let's start it now. Statman, have you been watching your wipes?
Yeah, you got to watch. You got to start counting the panels as you take them off the roll to make sure you don't slip and get an extra two or three panels at a time.
Yeah, you laugh. But there's a story. There's an online calculator that tells you how long your toilet paper will last.
they got an app to tell you how much you could wipe at a time.
Yeah. An online toilet roll calculator will tell you how long your stocks of the precious paper will last during the coronavirus isolation.
Well, their stock is rising.
HowMuchToiletPaper.com. It's a website created by two dudes out of London. If you use the advanced options section, you can really even be more precise with your information. For example, inputting the average number of wipes per trip, the number of sheets per wipe, and more.
Okay. It is a whole lot of rhythm going.
I've never been so conscious of a bowel movement in my life. I mean, we were stocked up nicely in this household, before this thing hit.
Yeah, you're welcome. Because I'm kind of. Okay, this is pun intended.
No, don't go there.
Yeah, I'm kind of anal with it.
Oh, gosh.
I like to have lots of stash of paper towels and toilet paper and just anything for the clean in us all around the house, no matter what. So we were on the lucky end of this.
Yep. Statman, have you actually had to go out and try and get some toilet paper yet?
No, I was in the same place. I had quite a stash, and when people started fighting over it, I counted the number of packages that I had, and I had six. So I said, I'm set for a while, but, you know, I'm starting to look around and see if I get an emergency, where can I go?
Nothing wrong with a little bit of potty humor, Freak Nation, as we end the show. And again, just to share it with you, howmuchtoiletpaper.com, an online calculator for your wipes. Hey, man, we'll do it again next week, Easter weekend. Thank you guys for being a part of this big old thing. And as we've done for 20 years, shoot the juice to the moose and Statman.
Cut it loose.
Dip.
Sports Radio, redefined.